Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. If what I ask seems kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
Oh, it's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this give to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do?
What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message. A message of concern.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. God's will.
A message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do?
What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God created. Listen to the message of concern. Respect for man's creator. This is a message of concern.
Concern. what would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, "Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will, God's will." Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
I am for real. Never meant to make you down to cry. You better win this again. There's no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He is the reason that we are here today. We are here to be tested here on this earth. One of the tests that we must pass must get rid of the false image of God. We must get rid of it. We pray our Lord condemn us not if we forget and fall into error. Our Lord lay down on us a burden like that we thou did lay on those before us. For us, our Lord. So we ask God to forgive us for any mistake or error we might make. So we'd like to open up the first response in the Arabic language. It's not going to say it in the English. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to God, Lord, cherished, and sustainer of all the world. God is most gracious and most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Be alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We thank Allah for the opportunity to come before you, to share with you the problems that facing the whole world. And that problem is an image of God that makes people relax and forget. And that's why God said, don't make no image of him. And you put God in an image, then you put Satan in an image, and you put God in a so-called white image, and Satan in a black image, you got problems on earth. God is not a man. He don't come in nobody. He has sent prophets and messengers, and many bring the message to the whole world, because the message that they brought to one is good for all. God do not bring racism, false superiority. God allow only brain. That is what good for the human being, all of them. And this is the problem. Satan has brought the evil in this world and made it seem so pleasing. It's all right. And this is what keeps the racism going in the world. This is what keeps the people divided against each other, holding the cradle up as a man and said, all the people in the world, God picked one people as his chosen people. That ain't nothing but the language of Satan. That ain't nothing but the language of the devil itself. And all the people in the world, the Creator picked one out of all the people in the world. That's why God said, don't make no image in you. And that is a psychological damage to the other people, really for all people. Because you said God came in my image, that I'm going to be psychologically destroyed because I'm going to think I'm better than you who do not look like that image. And that's why we got false religion is the worst form of oppression. False religion, form of oppression. And that is why we got oppression, because a lie has been told on God. Until that lie is gone, we're going to continue to have people with psychological conditions in their mind, in their hearts, in their behavior. So we say, wake up. Come to God as truth. Allah said, will you be a Muslim? You are Christian, your reward is with God. If your reward is with God, then you come with a lie, then the punishment also will come to you by God, by the Creator himself, by Allah. It will come to you by Allah. It's good. Allah only wants good for his human being, and will never reach that goal as long as false religion is allowed to exist without anybody saying anything. So we want to kill false religion. Well, we're going to hold up. Oh, for a minute, we got somebody in the queue who would like to say something. So let me bring them in and see what they want to say. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Assalamualaikum. Alhamdulillah. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I would like to also bear witness and testify that there is only one God, one Creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. He wasn't the son of God or anything like God. You know, they say that Prophet Muhammad was a walking Quran. So we also believe in the book. We had the Christian believed it in the book. And we have the Jews, the Israelites. They believed in the book, and Allah blessed us to get a book through Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad through being blessed with the Holy Quran. You know, we definitely is a people of the book, because we are peoples that come directly from the Quran. We come from the Quran, and the Quran, it says that in this book is guiding, sure, without any doubt in it. Ain't no doubt. Those that believe in the unseen, steadfast in prayer, you see, and we believe in heaven, the needy, the orphan, poor, the wayfarer. We're Muslim. And when anybody hear that word Muslim, they if they ain't right, they get a little nervous. They know who we are. We're Muslims. And we are one that say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. We bear witness that there's only one God. Everything else is creation. All this creation out here. But out of all this creation, we testify that there's nothing in creation that is like God. God say in the Quran that don't make no partners with him. You know, we don't say that the sun is God. The water is God. God is must be like the tree. Because there's trees that stay green year round. They don't never die. So we are believers in the one God, and we don't hesitate in acknowledging that one God. And we don't hesitate in using the truth that came from that God. And make the claim that there's nothing in creation like that God. We got millions and millions of galaxies that's been created over and over and over and over. Powerful. Nothing in creation is God. The force behind creation is not a mystery God. He's one God, the Muslims say. God is the mystery behind creation. Our book, the Quran, say that God won't anything that's in creation to come into existence He said, be, and they come into existence. That's the God that we pray to. That's the God that we worship. That's the God that wakes us up every morning and created night so we can sleep and rest in. Our book, the Quran, said that God is often forgiving, most much, but Shaitan, the Satan, didn't agree with God, didn't agree with that creator. When the creator said, talking about his creation of the human being, that when I breathe my spirit in it, I want you to give obeisance. I want you to bow down. I want you to surrender and submit to that human being. And say that the angels submitted. The powerful angels, they submitted. They bowed down. And God asked Iblis, who is one of the jinn, who was the leader, of the angel. They asked him to bow down to the human being. And Iblis said that he couldn't bow down. God said, why is it that you don't want to submit? Why is it that you want to break my command? And say that Iblis said that I'm better than he. Don't you have people like that? Just think that they are better than somebody else. That wants to outshine the next fella. That don't want to submit, even though the person got knowledge and got sense, they don't want to submit to it. They should be happy. That should fire them up. Got jealousy in their heart. They spend their whole life with that envy and jealousy in their heart. That's a sad person. Sad person. Jealous of another person because of that which Allah them blessed him with, or because that person is using and believing in that which God blessed him or her with. You got the person that's envy and jealous. And that person could be your brother or sister. He said that I can't bow down to him because I'm better than he. But what you talking about? You better than him. God is the one that created this whole creation. And you don't see the creation. Well, one part of the creation is trying to say that I'm better than the other part. We don't see that. But we do see the person that has that mentality. That is influenced by Satan taking that position. Just because one is accepting that which God gave them and moving out with it and being blessed by it. And the jealousy is so bad. It's so devastating. That the person killed his own brother. Cain killed Abel. Killed his own brother. And hate him so bad till he wouldn't even bury him. Throw him down in the well. Kill him. That's what they say to do to Joseph. Throw him down in the well. One of his own brothers. Because our father loved him more than they love me. They love him more than they love us. We see this, brothers and sisters. We see the Quran acting out in living color. It's a blessing that we have some of the believers among us can see the connection and show us the connection. And that's make us jealous also. We hate that person. Why isn't he, how come he's showing us all this? He's not closer to God than we are. Instead of we loving the person and saying that that's my brother, we want to kill him. We want to destroy him. What Shaitan did, he told God, to give me time with this human being, the one that you say is going to be the Khalifa over the creation, the one that you believe in, the one that you bless. Give me time with him. And I'm going to show you that he's not blessed and he's not even worthy of your blessing. So he goes forth and deceive and divide and infiltrate, cause all kind of confusion. That's what time it is, brothers and sisters. We got to bring in the new world. The world of Satan is going out. That's what time it is. The world of Satan is being destroyed. People's eyes is opening up. People can see. And they don't want nothing of Satan. Nothing. We should love the believer. We should love to see a brother or sister know how to stand up with truth and know how to use truth. We should love that. But in our heart, we hate it. When we see a brother like that, you know, we display hate. But Allah say in their heart, they got something even worse than that. Their feeling is even worse than that in their heart. And just to become a Muslim, we had to make a covenant establishing and bearing witness that we believe that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And we had to state that openly. And that we, the human being, is the servant of God. All that's real, what I'm telling you. This is the problem. This is what's going on. This is why we can't come together and establish businesses and support the person that got a good heart, the person of truth, the person that wants to be righteous. Satan caused division and divide us up. And so we never support that person that believe in the truth and believe in righteousness. The person that wants for his brother what he wants for himself. We believe in that person that striving hard as he can to milk you, to take from you, to never let you get up and come before. Press yourself. Because they fear that the people will believe in you. They fear that the people will listen to you. And what it does, what would happen, the people would come together. And help establish this new world. Establish his business. Help the needy. Help the senior citizen. Could put good food back into society. And they don't want this. They want to put things in society that they can create that's not real, that don't do what it's supposed to do to the human body, that it will destroy the human body. All they worry about is that they can make plenty of money off of it. Make the big bucks. They're fighting hard to get that which you use as a medium of exchange. They want to have all of that, as much of that as they possibly can. So they won't have to want for nothing. That's how they think. And that's how they operate. And they got people that's playing ball with them. That wake them with them. But brothers and sisters, we know as Muslims, that's not going to last. You're going to see things changing at different times. Everything going to be a maze to us because we didn't believe. We didn't keep faith. Slowly, you're going to have the correct world being established. That's the reason the Imam put forth the question, can you see it? Can you see it? It's coming in sight, brothers and sisters. We're going to have God's world established. God's world going to start coming in. Well, you ain't going to need no Uncle Tom. Backbiter. Hypocrites and double cross. We ain't going to need that. All we gonna need is truth. That's all we gonna need. It's truth. So brothers and sisters, get ready. It ain't too late to get on this train. We all can do it. We all can benefit. See, we all couldn't benefit on that last, in the last war. We couldn't, all of us couldn't benefit. Because it wasn't designed that way where all of us can benefit. It had to be so that the one that's standing up on the others, up on the backs of the poor and the weak to be seen as somebody that's great, as the master. That had to be seen in that world. The world wasn't designed. For the poor, all they need was truth. And that would make them equal to everybody else. It wasn't designed like that. But it's that type of world that we are bringing in. Praises be to Allah. Praises be to, we're going to start listening to our regular brothers, our regular sisters. So all that work that's been done just to be seen, just to take people that you are somebody, it's going to be for naught. It's going to be for nothing. So brothers and sisters,
just want to stand up on truth, just want to bring you the clear light, and inshallah, you got to make your own decision. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look at the name. Well, that's what the Box Talk Show is here for tonight, to get rid of all the problems and get the head of the problems is the image. We can get the image out the way we on the way home. People shackle down with images, all kind of images. And the worst of enemy is one enemy. Got to get that image moving. Moving in the oneness of the Creator. Stop seeing the criticism coming from the criticized. And go to work and work in your place. We can move this image out. It's because so many people are now getting involved in working on moving that image out of the world. So we're working on it here. Some people working on it there. We got people got billboards going up. And it's been seen, but been seen for a good reason. I got a, in front of my door, I got a big remove all racial images from work all night long and all day long. Somebody reading that sign. So we're working on it. We're trying to nip it in the bud. We ain't giving up and we ain't going by for the criticism coming from the criticism. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep working. And Allah says, love those who work, who don't stay at home, get out and go to work. Because the one that's sitting down doing nothing has no equal with the one that's going out trying to do something. So we just praise is always we do to Allah alone. He is the most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment. And we alone do we worship. And thy aid we seek. It's Allah who's going to show all of us. And that way is the way of those who came before us. And it's going to be the way of those who come ahead. So all praise are due to the one Creator who lives and he never dies. He never misses a second, a half a second. He's always there. He's closer to us than our judgment ring. So we say, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anything that we can imagine. So that's what we depend on. We depend on what Allah going to do, what everybody else going to do. If they don't do right, if they don't do within the range of what is right, yeah, the Quran points out every good don't miss nothing. But if you don't understand, then understand this. All praises and all credit and all thanks go back to the one God. Go back to the one God. And all of us live to die to go back to the one God. And whatever we do in this world, it is determined. It will determine where we go in the next world. So we said do right. Much as you can, make your prayers 5, 6, 10 prayers and ask the Creator to show you the way, to help you with the way, to do the best you can to stay on the path that the Creator said. And the Creator said, well, you be Muslim, you a Christian, you're rewarded with God. And Allah said the best one of us is that one who obeys Allah the best. And Allah knows exactly who that is.
He know what's in the hearts of people. He know what people say, what they share, what they show, and what's in their heart is what matters. No matter what they say, it's what's in their heart, and then in their heart gonna produce the work, good words or bad words, but it's gonna produce something. And Allah knows best, so we continue to ask Allah to bless us with businesses where we can leave our children something to inherit so they can go into business. But we want to get the world, all of our people, when I say our people, I'm talking about put in the same circumstance, because the other people of the world, they got skyscrapers. They got planes in the sky and big rigs all over the expressway. We ain't got nothing right now but hope and the blessing of Allah. We're going to turn this around, and when we can compete with those people, then they going to say, well, God must have entered their heart and changed their life, because they're now up in peace with us. They got as many stores we got, maybe got more. They got as many factories as we got. They were producing things for themselves. They're sending their children to their own school, teaching them to be human beings. They ain't letting nobody teach their child that it's ugly. They don't let nobody teach their child that it's funny, supposed to be funny. They're teaching their child, yeah, so they must have heard a word from there. So that's coming. That's why we say all praise. That's what we mean. All praise are due to Allah. Allah cherishes the state of all world. He is the master. The only sun that I know God has is in the sky. And that sun shines down on everybody. Imam Wahid Muhammad said that sun is enough to test every man and every woman. Because all a man and woman got to do is look up in the sky and see it. So that's a power greater than any man has the power to do. And to put that sun up there and it don't fall down. That's a power a lot of praise. That's a power I believe in. One creator who created that sun and created all people for his will to be done. And his will is being a good man, a good woman, a good child, a good neighbor, speaking and being kind to everybody, not being bite, sneaky, evil-hearted, not being like that, but being good-hearted. Always got a word for the right. Always looking for a good word to say to the right. That's the creator I'm talking about. That's the one we're going back. This temporary world that we're passing through, and you know we're passing through, because the people that passed through before you, you know those people are gone. They came through and did whatever they had to do or whatever happened to them or what they allowed to happen, and they're gone. They in the ground. And we know that life is natural. If life is natural, then death has to be natural too, because it come with life. Without no life, there can't be no death to live in order to die. So death has to be natural. And it's naturally given to us by the Creator himself. When the Creator says time is up, and then we say the time is up for that image. That image got to be removed so people can worship God correctly. They can follow the Quran correctly. They can read the Quran in the English translation and get the Arabic meaning. We say all praise are due to Allah for all the good that comes to us. And on ourselves, the wrong comes, and all that comes on ourselves by ourselves. But good comes from Allah, all good. So we say praise be to Allah. The new people that's coming up, a change got to come. People got to start listening, If a person has a third grade education and he built a society, he built school, helped schools get built, stores, banks, planes, supermarkets, and all the rest of the thing that people, if he influenced that to happen, then why do a man go to college for 4 years and say he got a college degree? He got a master's degree and ain't mastering nothing. He just got something, a title that they gave him because that person got to go look for a job. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not go looking for a job. He made jobs. And he only had a third grade education. So we respect more for people who got all these degrees. And we look for more for me people. Because if a man with a 4-year degree, four years of education, he did all of that. And he did it because he had faith in his creation, of his creator. And as a man got a bachelor's degree, master's degree, and all that, and he can't make no job, then somebody's going to trick that person. Somebody's going to give that person a title that he do not measure up to. So we got to stop falling for the tricks and the lies. And the only way we're going to do that is stay in religion, study, read. We got to straighten up all the lies. Christopher Columbus discovered America. That got to be rewritten. Christopher Columbus came here. People was already here. They showed a skit today where this man got out of his car and another man jumped in his car. Called the police on that man. And when the police got there, he told the man to get out of the car. Get out of the man's car. He said, I'm not getting out of this car. This is my car. I just discovered this car. And he showed the people how sick that lie. They, Christopher Columbus covered America. That man was trying to show you he can. You can go anybody. You can go anybody's house and tell them you discovered it. You can take over that house. You go anybody's house. So it's all a lie. It's like Santa Claus. It's a lie. Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, is a lie. He didn't say Jesus. Didn't say nobody. Nobody that you can point. He didn't say even Matthias. He didn't save Dr. King. So all these lies that have been given to us, that we are product of lies coming from the public school where anything goes. If you come out of there, graduate and come out of there, if you ain't going backwards, sideways, and front way, you ain't going all kind of ways. Then you go to college or go to the Army and the Navy, go somewhere else, and you find out that you didn't, that you had to get in line and get an application just to get a job. Same reason they brought us here. They brought us here for a job. And the real thing is they have done a job on us through these institutions, through the TV and the music and all the other junk they done gave. They done did a job on us. We act like we are Humpty Dumpty, and we can't come together. But Imam said he gonna, what he have given us will put us back together if we use it. If we just talk it and read it and look at it and pun over it and not share it, not try to measure up to what he have told us, Prophet Muhammad with the walking Quran. We can say, yeah, Prophet Muhammad, walking Quran, but am I trying to strive to be the walking Quran? And if I'm doing that, why? If I'm doing that to wake the people up or make all of the people one again, instead of making them black and white, we are human beings. We are the children of Adam. And we all will never enjoy America as long as the Caucasian image up in God. We will never enjoy this world, this country, because the idea that God got a son and Caucasian people is God chosen people of the Jews, that make any African American inferior. Don't care if he got 10 degrees. Don't care if he's the greatest football player and the basketball players in this country. He's inferior. He can't do, he won't, and he ain't doing nothing for his people. And he makes millions of dollars throwing a football. But he has nothing to show where he helped African American build. And now these evil, wicked people done come together and they done run the rent up throughout America. Throughout America, they done ran the rent up. Ran the land up. People like Donald Trump and those who follow him don't want us to have nothing. They say they're going to make America great. That Christian religion is their religion, and they ain't got no black people in it because our black people got a curse on them. That's what they say. That's what they show. That's how they treat us. And we will never be able to be united with each other and have one voice speaking for all of us, asking for what they owe us. And then when they don't give it to us, we say we ain't buying no Coca-Cola. We ain't buying no Pepsi-Cola. We ain't getting nothing from Amazon. When we get that kind of sprint, that got the Alabama bus scouts, where they stopped riding the bus. They walked. They brought that bus system down. Matter of fact, they owned the bus system, but they sold it back to the Caucasian people. Until we get that kind of strength, saying we ain't buying no Popeyes, we ain't buying no Kentucky chicken. No chicken at all that we buy from ourselves. Till we get that power, and they're going to have to be the community of Muslim, Christian, and all of us working together who under this racist society, that we got to have a lawyer who speak for us to go to court. He got to be there to speak for us to get a less fine. Because he ain't there to speak to us. They didn't do anything and everything to us. They didn't charge you. They feel like. That is what's going on. Law said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts. We got to stop poking and point, trying to pull each other down like the crab they described to be in the barrel. When one's trying to get out, the other one pulling down. I'm trying to help the other criticize his help and ain't doing nothing to him. So anybody want to say anything? I'm going to release this mic and you can start back talking. You want to say something again? Brother Suja?
I'll take it on.
Okay, you got it.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. We always bear witness to the truth. And Jesus said, "Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free." You know, and that's what we should look for. We should look at times what truth is using and see what freedom that we are getting. See what this the fruit that this truth is bearing. You know, Satan try to trick us and try to use the law's truth, but he want to keep you in the same position, same position. You know, Satan got his little imps, his little group together, and they sang like a choir, and but now, the way you have to look at that, you got to see what is being produced. If there's nothing being produced, believe me, it's the same old song. It's the same old thing. And we're not going for that trick no more. That ain't work. That ain't going to work. You know, we need some of our younger people's position in these different areas, having these different position, being up heading them and being trained to take over, like the imam said. You see all this out here? Talking to the young folks. He said, well, get ready to take over. So if we don't see our young, if we see the same old voice come up there, the same one, you know, ain't nothing happening. You know, it makes no difference how hard the drum has been beat, how much tap dancing. You know, it's the same old song. You know. So they asked the question, when the Muslim was progressing during the time of Elijah Muhammad, they said, could you trick the Muslim? And they said, not nowadays. And it's the same thing today. We can't trick the Muslim. We got to truly want for our brother, not just a few among us, not just a few among us to shine, but we want our grandchildren. We want this senior citizen to be taken care of. We want the needy, the wayfarer, the person that asking, when is the help of Allah coming? So we got to be able to hear this, because you're going to hear the same truth coming to you. You're going to hear the same truth coming to you, but we have to know how to look and see, is this real? Are you say China? deceive us. But they can't deceive us, you know. They can't, they can try to imitate us. They can try to come out and do the same thing that the believer's doing, you know. They got the money. They got everything that is needed in order to establish this new world. But would they do it? Would they do it? So we just have to be calm, collective. You know, let them say what they want to say. You don't have to challenge them. Let them say what they want to say. But at the same time, we know what to look for. We don't see the community is developing and growing. We don't see life is coming to that community. We don't see businesses that is being established in the community, not just one or two businesses. We want some business. And when we see the real thing, you're going to see the one that's in business is giving back. They're going to be trying to help pull up and help support that brother or sister that pulled them up out of the mud. Our brothers and sisters is dying. Senior citizen is getting old, and they asking senior citizens to go out there and work. They want the senior citizen to go and do what the young person should be doing. It's time for the senior citizen be able to sit at the table and talk and enjoy life, the little life, the time that they have left. The senior citizens ain't got nothing that they got to prove to nobody. They already done put in what they had to put in. What senior citizens want to do now is support that young person that's coming in, that's standing up and taking charge and handling truth and working with truth. Senior citizens want to support that person. But we should be taking care of our senior citizens. Not telling our senior citizens that they should go out in the field and make war with the enemy. We shouldn't be telling our senior citizens to do that. There's something wrong. We shouldn't be threatening our senior citizens and telling them, if you ain't going out there doing the war, making war with the enemy, then you're not obeying God. You're not following God. You're not a real believer. No, that's not it. That ain't going to work. Senior citizen, we should be serving them. We should make the senior citizen comfortable. The more business that our young people establish, the more comfortable the senior citizen will get. It's so much that you can do when you get old.
That's when your children should strive harder they can to make their senior citizen comfortable. That's the way it's supposed to go. We shouldn't be out there pushing the senior citizen. And the little money that the senior citizen get, we striving to take all that. I'm not part of that. And act like we doing something? Oh, no. Allah said, no, you is true. So, oh, ye who believe, you know, we got to be steadfast in righteousness. We got to believe in Allah and his messenger. Now, what is it? Excuse y'all, what you saying? Are you saying that the senior citizen don't have to do dawah no more? No! Senior citizens practice dawah until they die. But they don't have to do the same type of dawah that they had to use their physical limbs, the same type of dawah, where they need that energy and that have that same type of spirit, you know, from doing their prayers properly. So you're still going to be missing some prayer. When we see our young peoples in business, like the brothers that asking the peoples to buy black, young people like that is coming and moving forward. Then ain't nothing happening if you don't have young people like him. That brother got a father. His father is taking it easy, but he's still talking, still teaching the truth. But his son is done picked the ball up and running with that ball. That's what we want to see. We want to see our children. We want to see our children pick that ball up and bear witness to our children. If you don't say that, ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. We got the same old game been played. Same old game. And you can't see. You can't see the new world. And you won't see the new world. You're going to see the new world when you see our young folks is established in business and we supporting each other. That's when you're going to see the new world. I was in court today with a brother, and I was just sitting down just listening and looking at the people that was conducting the court and talking to the people that was coming in court, and it was full. I didn't see no Caucasian. Only thing I seen was all African American.
And the one that was handling it was African American. They was calling people by name, and when the Caucasian came in, there was a Caucasian came in. He came in patting the other brothers on the shoulder and letting them know that things are looking good. When he started calling names, he was calling names to tell the people to go back and take money that we are charging you to the cash register. It's just like the mafia, where the people that in business have to pay the mafia for his protection, in order for them to stay in business, they had to pay for protection from the mafia. Hey, what it look like? They're telling the people the amount of money you got to pay. They got a program set up where you got to give money back to them. That was the whole thing that was going on. And then they had African Americans, you know, in different little positions running the program. In the cold room. And if you don't act right, they send you to jail. It's a cold game. It's a cold game. And you got many Muslims is afraid of the legal system. Is afraid of police officers because the setup of what they got. It's a cold setup. They running their program. And if they take you through that program, either you cooperate, or they're going to send you to prison, or they're going to send you to jail. They'll set up money where it'll take you a long time before you is able to pay it off. You pay it the way you can. That's what's going on in this world. It's not a world where a person could ever see their way out. They're always trapped. And they got these people who's afraid of it. They're afraid. And the only way that we're going to get some power is that we help support the young people's in business and they become millionaires and billionaires. I don't see no other way, brothers and sisters. You're not gonna have no power or freedom and these people is in control. I can't see it. Maybe some of y'all see better and got some insight on something. But I can't see it. We're not beggars. You can't be beggars. If you're a beggar, a person can turn you down. But if you establish your business, can't nobody turn you down. It's up to you. If you ain't got nothing, you can't do nothing. Just listen to what a person, what they say when they're trying to trick you, brothers and sisters. We don't have nothing. And the one that's supposed to be got something, let's see what they're doing with it. You can't fool us. You can't fool a believer. You can fool the person that got fear in their heart. But you can't fool the believer. The believer knows when between the difference between right and wrong. The believer knows when they are free. So brothers and sisters, we had to wake up and truly love each other. Truly love each other. Don't just be saying it and practicing something completely different. That's what you call hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. Saying one thing but practicing another one. That's that old falsehood. So we got to be strong, brothers and sisters. You know. It's the same program. Allah said it's just like they repeat. It's happening over and over. It's just like they rehearsed it. They repeat the same old falsehood. So keep on holding on to the truth, paying your charity, say as many prayers as you can, and practice righteousness. And you're in the safety zone. Ain't nothing they say or nothing they do to be able to hurt you. Came to you in peace and in truth. Going to leave you in truth and in peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Can we thank Allah again? All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the Chancellor of all the world. God is most gracious and most merciful. And thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Asking Allah continue always showing us this great place. Yeah, we live in a world that's got to be remade. That's why Imam said we got to remake this world. And he left a blueprint for us to remake it. The thing we have to do is be able to trust each other. Until that trust come about, we always going to be waiting on the other people to give us what we need. If we start spending money with each other, we start seeing the blessing in that we are trading with each other, and we start coming up, then we will see the difference that Allah said with the new world coming about with the young people. But we got to make sure that the young people hold on. And when we see them coming, we will be able to get out their way and let them do what they're gonna do. And believe me, I know it's in them to do the best and the right thing. Many of them, this world that we live in, and many of them want to change, and they are going to school and they're studying, and they're trying to make a change. They want to see it. Tired of us being in this condition. So, inshallah, they're going to wake up. Allah promises that the true believer will win too.
So that's the day we're looking to, because we know that a better life is coming. We know that the court is not in our favor. The whole thing is set up as a racket, because if it had any love, I tell the guys in jail, if this court system and these people call themselves preachers and stuff, and they believe that imams call themselves people that had faith and have love in their heart for humanity, they will come, they will get together with the people that over the jail and say, we need to help those guys in jail. We need to make sure they get an education. Make sure they, when they leave the jail, they will be qualified to do the kind of work that they like to do, and good work, and they won't turn to crime. But you let them leave like they came. They came with nothing left with them. And then if they got a felony, then you put a mark on them where they can't even get a good job if somebody offered to them. So we had to speak out and clean this mess up. We didn't make the mess, but we got to clean it up. We see what the mess looked like. So, but we had to clean it up. And with the help of Almighty God, Allah, we going to clean it up. So if there's anybody else got anything they would like to say, that match one, and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic up and let you use these other few minutes to say what you had to say. I haven't heard from Brother Hameen. I hope he gets well. He was sick the last time I talked to him. We're going to pray for him, pray that he get better, and call him tomorrow, see how he's doing. And we thank Allah for loaning us Brother Obi Abdullah. Just passed away. We thank Allah for Brother Obi below us, loaning us this good brother who did so much for this community and for the community of Iman Wa Deen Muhammad. We blind brother, still in business. So I just talked to him last week, a week before he passed. So I thank, may Allah forgive him his sins and bless him at the end of the Jannah, inshallah. So, sure. If anybody else wants to say anything, so we're going to have to create businesses. We got the spiritual down, but we got to have business. And, you know, like the brother was saying about the soul, he said, if everybody did this and do that, they could own another place. They can buy everything that Walmart got, and they can buy land and have a building built on that land, but with people that look like us come and buy from them, or would they stick with Club or Walmart? So that's our problem. Now our people is constantly going into Walmart and spending their money like the money ain't no good, like they hate money. So I see them in Walmart all kind of stuff. Then when things get bad, I seen them bring this African American, this Caucasian girl. They bought all that stuff, and they came back and had come back in the return line, and they even brought some of the bill they brought back. A thing just got rough. To bring the bill back. So we see what's going on in the world. We see them, there were less masks this year, but they still bought up all the cash. It was less people, but they did have Walmart had a bunch of masks, and Sam's Club had a bunch of things that look monstrous, that you put in front of your dope skeleton and spider webs and
thing, a big white thing called a ghost, and a spider, plastic, and all that junk right for the people. And most of the people that bought that stuff were Caucasian people. Because when I pass down the street to go through a neighborhood, I see Caucasian people basically want to celebrate Halloween. The same people that gave us Jesus, and we got Jesus, and they got everything. We got Jesus, and they got department stores and factories and other stuff. So they gave us what they wanted to have, and that was nothing. So we trying to wake up, because we'll never be able to get up as long as we don't have some material gain, something tangible to show. We'll never get up. So we working to get up, and this Block Talk Radio station is lined up to bring us back together. So anybody else want to say anything before we get ready to close out? I see Sister Lala, Haji Lala is on. Sister Haji Lala, you want to say anything? That's one. And we'll cut your mic on. You want to share some points why you here tonight with us? Sister Lala, Haji Lala, you want to say anything? Appreciate you. I see you do, so let me cut your mic on. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. How's everyone?
Everybody's well, I hope. And how are you doing? So
good,
you bring us a point? Bring some points?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
You got it, sir.
Okay, I have about five of them. Okay.
Go ahead. You got it.
You talked about genes. God is like oxygen. See him, but you can't live without him. I mean. May the blessing of Allah surround you every day. I mean. Let's see.
Amen.
This one says. This one, wait a minute, let's see. This one, he says, I love you when you look at someone with a smile on your face and they break into a smile back at you, not because they know why you're smiling, but because you're happy and that's enough to make them happy. I mean. Yes. I find it really beautiful when someone prays for you without you knowing. I don't think there's any form of deeper and pure love. I mean,
yes.
Okay. Can I go on? I have two more.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. We are listening.
Okay. There are many beautiful people in this world. Never forget you are one of them.
I mean.
Dear Allah, I pray that whoever reads this post should have your comfort, joy, peace, love, and guidance. I may not know their troubles, but you do. Please keep protecting us. I mean.
Amen.
That's
okay,
all I have
well,
for you tonight.
Okay. I mean, well, I hope it's going to take it up to the last minute or so, but so that was all you had. Alhamdulillah. We thank you, sister. We really appreciate it. We need to that. And we thank you for your poem and coming and sharing with the Block Talk Radio Station. I know I enjoyed it. So we thank you so much. And hope that you come back with our assistant tonight. Y'all come back and bring some more of your poems and some of the things that you pass on during your daily life. I know you daily things throughout the country to your friends and
And my wife is Michelle. Alhamdulillah. Okay. You want to?
All right.
All right. Okay, you want to close? Sister, you want to close out with a prayer?
Oh, okay. That'd be good. Let's see. Uda Bilal Amin Shaitan Rajim, Bishnu Zai Rahman Rahim, Ku Azubi Rakbe Falak, Menshariel Mukalak, Wamenshariel Kasadi Idawaka, Wamenshariel Nafatati Fia Uka, Wamenshariel Hasadi Idaha. Amen. Amen.
We thank all the brother Suja for your timely information, and you was on point. Alhamdulillah, we gonna make it.
All praise to Allah.
Change as well, one day at a time. Mention with the help of Allah, it gonna change. So we thank Allah for everybody coming on. We see brother Muhammad Sharif and others. May Allah continue to bless you, my good brother. Brother Muhammad Sharif, you do an excellent job this Saturday. We really taking Nazim place. We appreciate you. We love everybody that comes on the show, and we hope that we all continue to work together, and one day we will see the blessing that Allah has promised us. So thank you.
Amen.
Everybody get a night rest. Suja, what the weather like there in Baton Rouge?
It's perfect.
Alhamdulillah. Same
perfect,
way.
Perfect, real perfect.
Alhamdulillah. Same here. But we know it changes. So everybody have a good night rest, and we'll see you on the Lifeline, or we'll meet up tomorrow on the Lifeline with the help of Allah.
Inshallah.
I mean.